Okay, so you know how we all talk about remote work and how it's got all these great perks, but then could also get kind of lonely sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. That's a
So today we're doing a deep dive
that's
into,
one.
yeah, a big one. And we're looking at this article called A New Solution for Old Problems. And it's all about how virtual co-working is trying to, well, tackle the challenges of remote work.
Tackling is a good word for it.
It is a good word for it.
It can feel like a struggle.
Yeah, it can. So what do you think is the biggest challenge of remote work?
Well, you already hit on it, the isolation. You
Yeah.
know, you're at home, you're in your pajamas maybe.
Pajamas all day, every day.
Right, and you're not seeing your colleagues, you're not having those quick chats in the hallway.
Yeah. And it's funny because I feel like when you're in an office, there are all these distractions.
Oh,
But
totally.
somehow when you're at home, it's like the distractions are even worse.
They are, because you're in your own space and everything's right there.
Yeah, the fridge, the laundry.
Exactly. And psychologically, it's tough because humans are social creatures. We need interaction.
We do.
Yeah, it's kind of baked into our DNA.
So that's where this virtual co-working thing comes in, right?
Right. It's trying to bridge that gap between being at home and having that office feeling.
Okay, so paint me a picture.
Yeah.
What is virtual co-working?
Well, it's kind of like a digital version of a co-working space, you know, those shared offices.
Yeah.
You're basically logging onto a platform and you're working alongside other people virtually.
Okay, so I'm seeing faces on my screen.
More than that,
More than that.
it's evolved a lot from the early days when it was just like chatting with a friend online while you worked.
Right.
Now you've got these dedicated platforms designed to really create a virtual office environment.
Really?
Oh, yeah, some even have like virtual whiteboards.
Whoa.
Yeah, so you can brainstorm ideas together just like you're in a conference room.
That's really cool.
And some even use like these Pomodoro timers.
Oh, those are great.
Yeah, so you can kind of sync up your work sessions with other people.
Yeah, so you're actually working at the same time.
Exactly. It's all about that shared focus and accountability.
I could see how that would be helpful because sometimes it's so easy to just kind of drift off.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you get a notification or you start thinking about what you're going to have for
Oh,
lunch.
yeah, lunch is always a big distraction for me.
But with virtual co-working, you've got this kind of built-in structure
Right.
and you're seeing other people working hard, which can be motivating.
Yeah. I guess it's kind of like a little bit of peer pressure in a good way.
Exactly, a little nudge to stay on track.
But it's not all about work, work, work.
No, definitely not. They also build in time for socializing,
Okay.
like virtual water cooler chats.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, or even virtual coffee breaks.
That's fun.
It's about creating that sense of camaraderie, you know, that feeling of being part of a team.
So is there like actual research showing that this virtual co-working thing actually works?
There is.
Really?
Yeah, studies show that even just the virtual presence of others can boost productivity. It's like this subconscious thing.
Really?
Yeah, our brains are wired to perform better when we feel like we're part of a group.
So it's not just about having someone to chat with, it's actually impacting how we work.
Exactly. It's pretty fascinating.
It is. So it sounds like virtual co-working could be a good solution for people struggling with remote work.
It definitely could be.
But are there any downsides?
Well, like any tool, it's not perfect.
Okay.
You still need to be self-disciplined, you know, to actually show up and participate.
Right.
And it's important to find the right virtual co-working space for you.
What do you mean?
Well, some are more social, some are more focused.
Oh, I see.
Some cater to specific industries, so it's about finding your tribe.
Finding your tribe.
I like that.
Yeah, a group of people who have similar work styles and goals.
So it's about more than just being in a virtual room together. It's about finding the right people to be in the room with.
Exactly. It's about community.
Community.
Yeah, and that can be really powerful.
Yeah.
So the article didn't mention any specific success stories, but can you give me an example of how this might play out in real life?
Sure. Imagine a freelance graphic designer, let's say.
Okay.
They're working from home and feeling isolated.
Yeah, and there.
They join a virtual co-working space, and suddenly they're surrounded by other creatives.
Right.
They're bouncing ideas off each other. They're getting feedback on their work. They're even collaborating on projects.
Wow.
And through this virtual network, they might even find new clients or job
So
opportunities.
it's not just about combating loneliness, it's about actually growing professionally.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, virtual co-working is basically like a structured, supportive environment that can help people be more productive and motivated while working remotely.
That's a great summary.
Awesome. But here's a question for you and for all our listeners out there.
Okay.
If you could design your own perfect virtual co-working space, what would it be like?
Oh, that's a good one.
What features would it have? What kind of vibe? Maybe the perfect virtual co-working space is out there waiting for you.
Or maybe you need to create it.
Or maybe you need to create it. That's a good point.
Food for thought.
So tell me, do you think virtual co-working is something you could see yourself trying?
I think it's worth exploring.
Yeah, me too.
It might not be for everyone,
true.
But for those who are struggling with the isolation of remote work, it could be a game changer.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So whether you're co-working virtually or in person.
Happy co-working.
Happy co-working.